So the question was asked, is it correct to say that there's no danger to eat meat with milk? Because we see that non-Jews eat meat with milk consistently and have no issue. So the Talmud tells us in Tractate Avodah Zarah that if a person eats vermin, it is harmful to his health. Then the Talmud asks, but the non-Jews eat vermin all the time, and you see they're perfectly healthy. So the Talmud says, right, because they eat vermin all the time, it doesn't bug them. Excuse the pun. At any rate, the Talmud tells us that sometimes a person's immune system develops based on his diet. So it could be that something that is not harmful to someone who's not Jewish, because his diet includes not kosher food, will be harmful to someone who grew up with a kosher diet. Now, that's why the Chasam Sofer discusses halachically. When we want to use the research of modern medicine, do we take it as something that's 100% or do we take it with a grain of salt? And he says we take it with a grain of salt because the specimens that they use, the guinea pigs that they ordinarily use in their research projects are not Jewish people. So their diets are different than us. Their way of life is different than us, and that affects them. We had a student here a few years ago whose father was a chemist, some kind of scientist. They wanted to do research on how certain things will affect the liver. And they were looking, I think, at the time for a cure to something that came from pigs. What's it called? Swine flu. So they wanted to test it on livers that had never come in contact with pigs. So where do you find that? So they flew out here to Bnei Brak, and they hired people to be part of this experiment to see how this enzyme would affect their livers, because they wanted to see someone who had never come in contact with pig, if they try this. They realized, maybe, okay. I get, okay, no comment. So you see, even science says that our bodies develop differently because our diets are different, and it's logical. So I on one level, for sure, we say what Yaakov said. There's the spiritual aspect.
I believe that if everything in Judaism, right, was completely physical, there's no sense made at all, right? If you look at a Kabbalistic level, right, is that the energies of the energies contained within and hollow and buster are incompatible with parts of the Jewish soul, okay?
Okay.
Right? And also other things like wearing shatness and you know these other laws that don't make any rational sense whatsoever make perfect sense on a spiritual level.
Fine.